The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
When you listen to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg deliver his budget speech tonight, you might have to remind yourself he represents the Liberal Party. That's because the words that'll come out of his mouth will be so unlike those uttered by any Liberal Treasurer that has come before him. Normally, you'd expect a budget from a Conservative government to preach the virtues of sound economic management, cutting debt and striving for a surplus. But a pandemic has a funny way of turning politics on its head. Instead of spruiking a plan for a surplus, Frido is sending the country headfirst into a deficit it'll take years to climb out of. And this most unliberal budget doesn't end there. How the government is spending its money is just as unusual. Billions going to childcare, women's health, the elderly, and suicide prevention. Money to help single parents buy homes. And it comes after the Morrison government has thrown billions at stimulating the economy, propping up jobs and boosting the welfare safety net as Australia's health response to the virus wrecked economic havoc. Billions on welfare. Such spending is going to create a few headaches for governments of the future, but Frydenberg says budget repair cannot begin until national unemployment has been driven down from its current rate of 5.6%. We all know these are unprecedented times, and today it looks like we're going to get a budget that is unprecedented too.